AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Allison Keyes. Joy on Capitol Hill as the House voted just an hour ago to pass a stopgap spending bill to keep the federal government open.
Two-thirds being in the affirmative, the rules are suspended. The bill is passed, and without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy turned to Democrats to get the 45-day funding measure passed, saying he would risk his job and the support of hardline Republicans to get it done. But the package does not include support for Ukraine, and McCarthy says,
what Russia has done is wrong, but I believe in whatever we do, we have to have define what victory is and what the plan is. And I think what the White House needs to do is come down and talk with us and lay it out where we have a part of it say as well.
The package now heads to the Senate, which is expected to pass it later today. Striking United Auto Workers are showing solidarity on picket lines in two more states now. WWJ-TV's Ibrahim Samra.
Some wondering how long the strike will last.
We don't want a strike. We want to work.
While others okay with however long it takes, as long as it means better pay and better benefits in the long run for union workers.
Almost three decades after rapper Tupac Shakur was killed in a Las Vegas drive-by shooting, there's been an arrest in the case. CBS's Michael George has more.
This case has been open for 27 years. There's been theories and speculation, but a lot of people thought there would never be an arrest. That all changed Friday morning when Las Vegas police arrested 60-year-old Dwayne Davis. Investigators say he's a Crips gang leader who ordered Shakur's murder, and they say they've had their eye on him for a long time.
Police now say at least five people are dead and five others are seriously injured after the crash of a truck in Illinois carrying ammonia. It happened a little less than 100 miles from the state's capital, Springfield. People in the area have been evacuated because anhydrous ammonia is a toxic substance. First responders are on the scene. A big birthday for former President Jimmy Carter.
Early Friday evening, they started building it on the north lawn of the White House. It's a massive three-tiered birthday cake made out of wood, not cake. And it reads, Happy Birthday, President Carter. One tier of the cake is red, another white, and you guessed it, the third is blue. Sitting atop the cake, 39 candles, also not made of cake. Why not 99 for Carter's age? Because 39 is a nod to the 39th president of the United States.
That is CBS's Linda Kenyon reporting. There are also celebrations in Georgia, and this is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
From local town councils to Capitol Hill, agents who are realtors are standing up for what's right. We're here protecting property rights. Here advocating for the issues that affect our neighborhoods. Here championing fair and equitable housing for all. Because we're realtors, bound by a code of ethics, driven to serve our communities. We're here for it all. Here for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
This season, your coffee orders are getting warmer and your outfits are getting cozier. The world keeps changing, and so does COVID-19. That's why this season's COVID-19 shots have been updated. They're one of the best ways to help protect yourself against COVID-19. You can get a COVID-19 shot at the same visit as a flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC. Talk to your healthcare provider to learn more and schedule at vaccines.gov. And don't forget to get extra cinnamon spice. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudy's takes. See, man? It all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Everyone is entitled to a free credit report from each of the three main credit bureaus once every 12 months. Yet only one in three Wisconsin adults actually obtain the report each year. An easy way to remember to check your report is to simply mark your calendar. Picking dates like February 2nd or 2-2 make it even easier to remember. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and don't forget to keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy tonight with a slight chance for scattered rain showers. Lows dip down to about 61. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered rain showers again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 84. Ample sunshine expected. Lows dip down to about 60. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 71.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Real information, good conversation, unabashedly Wisconsin. This is Up North News Radio. Here's Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. Welcome to the second hour of Up North News Radio for this Thursday, May 4th. And we are live in Oshkosh at Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM, 1100 AM. A studio that is almost quite ready, but we're here anyway, broadcasting live. So a little bit of an echo in the studio. But Aaron Zommers, Kristen Lyerly, not nearly the echo from the last hour, now that we understand how microphones work in here. I trust, amazing. Aaron, things are sounding better.
Oh, yes, very much so.
and Kristen does as well. We both took care of our technical difficulties during the news break there, Kristen. How are you?
Technology. What are you going to do?
Nothing. You're just, you do trial and error. That's exactly what they do here. But again, lovely to be here in Oshkosh. We've talked a few times with Todd Alba and some of the other talk show hosts that when we get more of these Civic Media studios constructed, we're going to do a tour. And Lyerly, we're dragging you along with us. We're
yes.
You know, like a couple of days in Oshkosh, a couple of days in Green Bay, a couple of days in Wausau, you know, Wisconsin Rapids. We're just going to, and of course, Chippewa Falls, where I can say we're not on the air yet, but very, very soon. And again, much like some of these other studios, it's going to be in an old, old building that is being remodeled beautifully. And I can't wait to show you where we're at in downtown Chippewa Falls when we sign on in a couple of weeks.
I'm excited about the Oshkosh station because downtown Oshkosh, there are so many beautiful old buildings. I mean, Oshkosh has a really storied history. So how neat that you found this space. And I was down by the Green Bay station the other day. That's really coming along. It's great to see the signage out there. It's really prominent. Very exciting.
It is. It's gorgeous. And as I mentioned last hour, there's a big Oshkosh Air Support sticker in the window, but there's also a little sticker there about this being a Main Street bounce back business. One of those programs from Governor Evers where up to 10,000 businesses are getting $10,000 a piece to, but only if they're moving into or remodeling space in an otherwise vacant storefront, which is just what you want. You know, we don't need to send $3 billion to one company, and somebody figured it out. And now the legislature is going to go and cut it. But, you know, at least it got to do some good while Governor Evers was controlling those purse strings.
Yeah, this is an exciting time, I think, as we're watching what's happening with the budget process and seeing what the governor put out there and then what's happening with the legislature. And I mean, the way that they just right away took out 500 things that Wisconsinites care about, but just boom, gone.
Just gone. Yeah. And with saying, well, we don't even want to talk about it anymore. You know, it's just just like bullies. Let's see. I wanted to cover a couple things with you. One is... And the court case begins today on the 1849 abortion ban. After months of discussion and little movement in the courts, arguments begin in Dane County Circuit Court. We talked to Diane Welsh, attorney, the other day, who is the attorney for the interveners in the case, which include yourself. And so this has to feel like a bit of a landmark day for you.
It really does. It's not going to end here. It's likely not going to end here. This really is just where they address the motion to dismiss from DA Ermansky from Sheboygan County. But, you know, it's great to see some movement. We're all looking forward to some resolution here and an understanding of whether this law truly is enforceable. It's causing such a chilling effect across the state for doctors who are taking care of patients, midwives, nurse practitioners, PAs. I mean, healthcare providers don't know what to do. Patients don't know what kind of care that they can receive. So we really need clarity. And this is the first step toward that.
It truly is. And that really what this comes down to for folks that missed this when we talked to Diane Welsh is that we have been saying that the state is under the 1849 abortion ban, and that's not really technically the case. It's that we don't know where we are. And so providers, unfortunately, are deferring to as if there were a ban because they don't want to be the, you know, the guinea pig for a court case. They don't want to be arrested and charged and whatnot. And that's why the attorney general is taking this case to court, which is to say, hey, courts, tell us, are we actually governed by the 1849 ban, or is a 1985 law, is that the one that's in effect, which actually protects abortion rights until viability around 24 weeks or so? And right now there's this legal ambiguity, like you said, that is, it's just affecting you, your patients, and it's frankly affecting, you know, the state of healthcare in Wisconsin.
And it's not just a little punishment. This is a punishment that comes with a felony and 6 years in jail, potentially. And that will ruin a healthcare provider's record. I mean, patients are safe. To be very, very clear, if you are a patient seeking care, you cannot be penalized. So please go out there and get the care that you need. That's critical. But for those of us who are providing care, a felony charge for actually just doing the right thing and taking care of our patients, that's really daunting. And then if you think about the other effects of criminalizing medical care, putting doctors in jail for taking care of their patients, where does it go next? So this really is a very scary situation. And again, we're really looking forward to some resolution here so that we can start moving forward and taking care of people in Wisconsin.
And it really is telling that the party that once told us they were about individual freedom and local control is, you know, interfering in the most intimate ways in an exam room, but also, as we're going to discover after the break and after a weather update, ways that Assembly Speaker Robin Voss wants government to interfere, wants state government to interfere with local governments, right down to the level of dictating quotas for traffic tickets. That's what's actually in this new Republican plan for shared revenue. We'll talk about that and a little bit more about Star Wars Day as well. Coming up after this break, this is Up North News Radio for Thursday.
Exergen thermometers are the smart choice when selecting a thermometer. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Got a fever? Stay home. To detect fever accurately at home, you need a clinically accurate, fast, and non-invasive thermometer. The Exergen thermometer is backed by over 100 clinical studies. Accuracy matters. Be smart and safe. Measure accurately with Exergen thermometers. Available at Walmart and other participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Where are my green and golds? Let me hear you holler. Experience the game at Jammers Bar and Grill. Receive celebratory shots when our team scores and enjoy $2 domestic beers. Don't rock the couch when you can be tailgating and cheering on our team at Jammers Bar and Grill. A proud supporter of Pet of the Week, Thursdays at 9 a.m. on WFHR. Jammers Bar and Grill at 2810 Eagle Road, Wisconsin Rapids. Your game day headquarters for fun, friends, food, and drinks.
Around the corner,
around the country,
or around the world, take WFHR with you wherever you go.
Take us to work, on the boat, or in the stand this hunting season.
Download the Civic Media app and make WFHR your co-pilot all day, every day. And never miss another news update, Badger game, or serious comedy to start your day.
WFHR is here for our community by keeping you informed and entertained. So take us with you and never miss a beat.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise financial advisors Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. A proud sponsor of Badger Football.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
I don't necessarily want the people of Weatherology to take this the wrong way, that we're playing the Imperial March here just before the weathercast, but... It's Star Wars Day. It may the 4th be with you. You get that? So it has to go someplace. Kristen, Star Wars fan? Yay or nay?
Not really.
Okay, well, we're going to shut your camera off here, and I'm going to talk to you.
We're lightsaber fans at my house, though.
We're lightsaber fans. Okay, well, we got that going for us. All right. In sports, the Rockies beat the Brewers again 7-1 last night. Eric Lauer pitched into the fifth inning, 4 hits, 4 runs, all unearned. They will play again this afternoon before heading to San Francisco. And you can hear the Brewers right here on this station where I'm sitting, Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM. Also news from the center out of Richland Center. And all along the state, you can hear us. You can also follow the Brewers as we cover them on shows, wonderful radio shows like this that not only give you the score, tell you the weather. Jennifer Fuchitsky is here to tell us more about how the forecast is looking. It's here in Oshkosh. It's mild. It's gorgeous. And looking forward to seeing, I know we've got some ups and downs coming into the weekend. Jennifer, good morning, and tell us all about it.
Good morning. Yeah, I mean, like you said, it's kind of mild here for today. Looking at that warm front that's really pushing through the state today, above average for most as the state looks, should be around the low to mid-60s. 70, low 70s in the central and southern parts of the state. A little bit cooler towards the lakefront, though, around the upper 50s for Milwaukee. Low to mid-70s from Richland Center up to the west central parts of Wisconsin. Sunny skies today for nearly everyone, except around Wausau and Wisconsin Rapids over to Oshkosh. Looking at cloud cover over there and a slight chance for some areas of rain. Then that chance for rain continues through tonight in those areas. But then a chance for rain across the state for Friday tomorrow. For the most part, highs for tomorrow look to be relatively similar to today for the bottom half of the state. A little bit cooler, a little bit more towards Wausau over to Amory and Baldwin as the cold front pushes through. Then it looks like a stationary front actually comes in and sticks around for the weekend with continued chances for showers and thunderstorms all across the board both Saturday and Sunday. Not all day washouts, but on and off again chances for those rain showers in. But at least looking at temperatures expected to be either at or slightly above those seasonal averages for this time of the year. So it really doesn't look like we'll be seeing too much below average temperatures here for the rest of the work week and even into the weekend.
Sounds great. Jennifer, thank you very much. We'll look forward to talking to you again later on. Have a great day.
You too.
Let's get back to talking with Dr. Lyerly, and Aaron Zommers is with us as well. We were talking a bit ago, Kristen, about the party that used to say they were all about, you know, small government and local control and all that, you know, getting into the exam rooms. It is amazing to read the new bill that they, you know, are saying will beef up the support that state government gives to local governments. It's called, you know, shared revenue. But we already knew some strings were attached. But thanks to A.J. Bidepour over at CBS 58 in Milwaukee, give a listen to some of what's in the fine print of this. In one section of the bill, cities and counties could get a 15% in state funding if they fail to meet certain criteria, which includes having local law enforcement agencies maintain the number of arrests they make and the number of tickets they write, essentially putting in quotas.
Yeah, I can tell you that police are not going to like that. No. I mean, obviously municipalities are not going to like that, but who does that actually serve? I don't understand.
It serves a point that, you know, that they're all about law and order. But if you maintain the same number of arrests, all that does is let them say, oh, crime is still out of hand. You need to keep us in charge, when they're the ones essentially. Imagine being pulled over and somebody else had posted this on social media saying, well, sir, you were only going 1 mile, 1 mile an hour above the limit, but I got to write you a ticket, you know, because I've got a quota to fill. Who wants to put officers in that spot?
Well, nobody wants anything to be like, that's terrible. Oh, that's so frustrating.
Right. And you know, Wauwatosa Mayor Dennis McBride talked about the language again in this CBS 58 report. He said, for a city that allocates 25% of its budget to police, 25% to fire, 25% to public works, if you're forced to maintain police staffing levels no matter what, and you get inflation coming in, that's going to lead to cuts in all these other places. It doesn't solve anything. This is not a serious proposal. This is a political document.
I think that Obi-Wan Kenobi has a good way to talk about it.
So uncivilized.
We could use some more of that rather than what we're getting here. Again, the dictating of, you know, what a doctor has to do or what a local government has to do, and, you know, to just feed the talking points and try to win power on that is simply stunning. Not just look, people are crass and political all the time, but at some point you think you'd actually want to take your power seriously and govern reasonably rather than just bring up screwball stuff like this.
Uncle Pat, how long has it been since the state legislature controlled by Republicans has increased shared revenue that goes to the municipalities?
Oh, God, I don't. That's a great question, Kristen.
I think it's been like 12 years. Yeah. I think it's been stale for 12 years. So the dollars.
Well, a lot of things have been stale for 12 years. Yeah.
So the dollars going to every municipality to fund things like police and fire and EMS have been the same over the last 12 years. I don't know about you, but my expenses have gone up. Inflation has been kind of, you know, impactful. Mm-hmm. And they've had to figure it out. And they've done that because when local officials can make those decisions locally for what local people need, that is the most effective way to govern. That's the whole reason that we elect local officials. So for the state to be saying that you have to do it this way does not serve local people in Wisconsin.
So that's the state and local view on it. Now over on the federal side, you still have the country coming closer and closer to its debt limit. And if Republicans allow the country to default, it's going to lead to an estimated 8 million job losses, an instant recession. You're all going to feel it in your retirement accounts and portfolios. It's going to be a bad thing. And yet they're perfectly willing to play chicken with this. And it got me to wondering, I'm seeing more and more speculation. This gets rather in the weeds, but I'm one of those who does not believe there should even be a debt limit. It's like an imaginary thing that's mm-hmm. made up. And while no president has yet done this, I really think President Biden's going to be the one that, if next week's meeting doesn't go well with congressional Republicans, he's just going to basically ignore the debt ceiling, because the 14th Amendment to the Constitution says the United States shall not default on its debts. So in some ways, I'm like, I don't even know what we're talking about here, you know?
The Constitution.
You know, that they're originalists on. They are originalists on this. They're like, what did the Founding Fathers intend? Well, the Founding Fathers put in here, the government shall not default on its debts, which, look, that doesn't mean there won't be some impact from that as well, mm-hmm. but not nearly the impact of what a default would do. And this game of chicken to get these cuts. Voss is looking for cuts at the local level to everything except police, basically. And congressional Republicans want cuts to, you know, a host of things, to healthcare programs, to veterans programs, to, you know, to the tax credits you'd get from energy, from the forgiveness of student loan debt, all kinds of things that assist Americans would just go away. Because we now have a party that doesn't have a difference in governing. They don't want to govern. They want to just shrink. They're not anti-governing. They're anti-government itself.
And let's remember how we got here with our national debt. This wasn't a Democrat thing, and it wasn't a Republican thing. I mean, really, when you look at the numbers over all of the administrations that have contributed to this debt, it's been pretty even. So this is all of our problem, and it came from all of us.
Though not lately, so much of this is the 2017 massive tax cut for the upper ends of the spectrum. And Republicans aren't talking about rolling back a dime of that. Mm-hmm. And that's the part that is so insulting, is that that is the thing that has really piled on the debt. And three times during the Trump administration, they didn't blink an eye about raising the debt ceiling. But now with a Democrat in the White House, much like when Obama was there, now they want to have this showdown on cutting spending to Americans, but they don't want to give any ground on, you know, tax cuts to the very rich. I mean, they're giving away the game and somehow thinking that if they play chicken long enough, President Biden will save them from themselves and agree to some cuts. I hope he doesn't. I hope he says, sorry, kids, people say he's going to invoke the 14th Amendment. You don't invoke the 14th. It's just there. It exists. And he just says, nah, I'm not playing along with you kids, you know?
That 2017 tax cut still puzzles me. Like, they knew it. They knew that they were giving the rich this giant tax cut. They knew that they were not balancing the budget, which is something that, I don't know about you, Pat, but I have money coming in, money going out. I have to think about, you know, not spending more than I earn. But they knew that they were doing that. And I remember watching a press conference with Trump, and he said, well, we're just going to grow the economy, when the economy was already chugging along at record numbers. So this was just a total nonsensical political thing that has gotten us into this situation. And who is suffering? Us.
Mm-hmm. And I it's one of my puzzlements about, you know, national media, that they're not called on it more aggressively for either the hypocrisy or for the harm that they're doing. It ranks right up there with, and I'm sorry, Mark Jacob is off this week. Tomorrow, he and I our heads would explode talking about how CNN is basically turning over the airwaves to Donald Trump for what, an hour next week, I think, for some kind of a town hall. Just so, so reckless.
I don't get it.
I don't either. Mark from Prairie du Sac wants to join us and chime in here quick. Mark, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Yeah. Good morning, guys, and thank you for talking about the 14th Amendment. Again, the Constitution is the Constitution, and that's what it says. Debt shall not be questioned. It amazes me for the cuts that these Republicans want to do, eliminating things from the budget. Like, the one that really got me is, I think it was Dewey Strobel, was yapping about, oh, we can't afford paying for the free lunches for the children yet. Correct me if I'm wrong, but these guys, when they get their per diem, we're paying for their lunch.
We do. We pay for their meals, but they won't pay meals for kids.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. I mean, that it is just, there's another thing that he yapped about too, is that, you know, we can't afford this. We're taking this out of the budget. And how you can run a campaign on taking food out of the mouths of children is just, is beyond me. I mean, these guys brag about it, and I just, you know, that if you, where are their hearts? I mean, are their hearts made of stone or unmelting glass, like the old Snow Queen?
It does make you wonder. Yep, Mark, I appreciate it so much. Thanks for chiming in, Kristen. We've got hometown health coming up in a few minutes. Set us up. We're talking about financial health.
We are. Isn't that crazy how it just dovetails so nicely into what we're talking about right now? We're going to be joined by Kristen Alfheim from Appleton. She is just incredible, and she's been doing some really important work here in the state. So it's going to be a great conversation. Stick around.
All right. Well, we will do just that. And then when that is all done, on this Star Wars Day, we will talk to Luke. I am your father, Mathers. Which some days it really feels like it. He's the son I never had, or the son that I forgot that I had. We'll be back. Wait, that's little Pat. Never mind. We'll be back. You're up north.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg. Blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broken too. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Hello?
Man, where are you? This wedding is lit. I thought you were coming.
Ooh, I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? You didn't get a flu shot?
I wish I did. I can't believe I'm missing out on Greg's wedding.
Whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf.
Grandma's about to what? What?
Man, I'll call you back.
Oh, man.
Sounds like another case of flu FOMO. Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. It keeps you protected and also protects your loved ones. Protecting our community can't wait. So why get stuck inside with the flu? Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy tonight with a slight chance for scattered rain showers. Lows dip down to about 61. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered rain showers again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 84. Ample sunshine expected. Lows dip down to about 60. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 71. Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy tonight with a slight chance for scattered rain showers. Lows dip down to about 61. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered rain showers again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 84. Ample sunshine expected. Lows dip down to about 60. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 71.
We're letting Kristen pick bumper music now, and I think she's doing a great job. We're just adding more and more duty. First, we made you chief morale officer. Now you're a fine purveyor of bumper music for us. What don't
it's
you do?
It's fun. I actually, as I'm listening to tunes, I'm thinking, oh, that would be good bumper music.
Very nice.
And then I send you a text.
And you do. And I just say, yes, ma'am, whatever you need. So less work for me. I'll take it. This is Hometown Health, as we do most Thursdays at 7:30, where Dr. Lyerly helps introduce us to somebody whose job involves improving community health in some way, shape, or form. And this time it's about financial health. And so, Kristen, tell us why you picked that and set up and welcome our guest.
Well, this Kristen is so excited to welcome another Kristen who just happens to be a retirement income certified professional, an estate planning educator, a municipal leader in Appleton, and dare I say, a Wisconsin Democratic Party up and comer. She's a former candidate for state Senate. Kristen Elfheim, welcome.
Kristen, good morning.
Good morning to you too. Good to see your faces.
You as well.
Right back at you. Yeah. Now, we're focusing on financial wellness this morning. So in order to be financially well, you really have to be financially literate. What
yes.
does that mean? And how are Wisconsinites doing with regards to financial literacy?
Horribly. I'll just kick that out right away. You know, I've been in this business since 1999. And I spent the bulk of my career educating or teaching agents and advisors how to be agents and advisors. So I understand going from a zero knowledge base up to where you need to be. I switched over about 5 years ago into just doing estate planning and working with pre-retirees. And what I can tell you is the lack of knowledge on the basics of tax and strategies that are out there is truly zero. The people just don't know, not to say that nobody does, but the amount of lack of knowledge is just really outstanding. So we have to start doing something. And my biggest issue is it's generational. So if I'm talking to a 72-year-old,